A Prairie Home Companion is brought to you by Yoplait. With 72% of adults not getting enough calcium, Yoplait is the yogurt with calcium and vitamin D in every cup. Products, recipes, and health information is online at Yoplait.com.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out on the edge of the prairie. It is February. It's almost Valentine's Day. And in the window of Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery, there was a fabulous box of dark Swiss chocolate, heart-shaped, with a big satin ribbon around it that cost $25, which nobody's ever paid for a Valentine in that town. People looked at it and studied it, and women walked past and looked at it, and they said, well, I never cared for dark chocolate anyway. It's kind of bitter, and that's way too much to pay, but they did have their hopes up. Everybody has their hopes up here in the middle of February. And there were these bright spots in the corner of Ralph's Grocery and also the Mercantile, bright splashes of color where the flower seeds have arrived, and they're in their rack over there, and the vegetable seeds as well, and the zinnias and the gladiolas and the hydrangeas and the tomato seeds, all these bright colors from the corner, and people walk by, and they buy a couple, and they stick them in their pocket, and it changes their outlook. The mating of small animals has begun. The gray squirrel has started to, they're courting each other, and up there in the trees, they live in the hollows of old trees where they've removed the rot, and they've moved in, and they hang out up there, and they're talking to each other up there. Sometimes you'll see a squirrel take off running as fast as it can across the snow, and then another squirrel chasing it. And you don't need to look at them up close to know that that's a male being chased by a female, being run off and rejected. It looks cruel, but it's not. You know, they do it right away. They reject a mate right away. It's not like people who may take decades to reject a mate, oftentimes after they've already married. So that's the cruel thing. Carl and Margie Krebsbach got back from a long vacation 2 weeks down in Jacksonville, Florida. They came back to find out that the raccoons had gotten into their house, and one of them had eaten some rat poison and had crawled up the chimney to die, which closed off the flue from the furnace. So the furnace went out, and the house froze, and the toilet burst downstairs, and the refrigerator was out, and all the food was spoiled. And they came back to find 2 feet of ice on the first floor of the house, and even more in the basement. Her brother, Richard, was supposed to look in on the house, and he was on his way from Minneapolis up to Lake Wobegon, and he drove over a big chunk of ice, which knocked a hole in his manifold, which he started to feel sleepy after a while from the carbon monoxide, and wound up out in Moorhead, sort of semi-coherent and dazed and confused. And though he was a Catholic, born and bred, he went to a Lutheran church. You know, when you're that confused, you don't know the difference. And the Lutherans are used to dealing with incoherent people. They have admitted many of them to membership. And so they took him in, and they gave him food and, you know, clean clothes and a place to stay. And he found it comfortable. And they don't rush revival in the Lutheran church. You take your time coming to your senses. You know, they've got plenty of time. And they didn't, you know, try to press too much scripture on him, just a little bit here and there. They sent him out to do good works. And he went out with crews of Lutherans out to the country to shovel the driveways, long driveways, of elderly people. And that takes time, because if you're going to go out there and shovel their driveway, they want you to come in for lunch. And lunch can take a half a day. They don't have anything else to do. So it was a month before Richard finally remembered he was supposed to go check on the house and Lake Wobegon. By that time, Carl and Margie had come back from Jacksonville, and they had found this horror show there, and they were cleaning it up, and Richard appears at the door, and they just lost it. They were screaming at him and screaming and screaming, which he, now being Lutheran, he just listened to it patiently, you know, and didn't seem to mind a lot. And he said, "Blessed are the meek, you know, for they shall inherit the earth." And you know, "Blessed are ye when men revile you for my sake." And so they reviled him, and they called him an idiot and a stoopnagel. And Margie had a hammer in her hand. She was trying to chip off the last of the ice from the bottom of the basement stairs, and she made direct threats on his life, and said things she never said to anybody before, not even her students in high school. And the constables came, Gary and Leroy, and they called Father Wilmer, and so he intervened. So they didn't actually harm their brother. They sent him back down to Minneapolis, where he's sort of gradually migrating from the Lutheran Church back to the Catholic Church by way of the Episcopal Church. And they found a kind of a conservative Episcopal Church where they use incense and they ding little bells, and the vestments are really, really fancy, and they say the rosary even, and it's quite a deal. So ice is a dangerous thing. Ice is it seems peaceful to look at winter, but ice, there's violence. There's violence there, just waiting to happen. A member of the Lutheran men's prayer group, Lauren, found this out this last week. The Lutheran men's prayer group was organized when the men noticed that the women were going away on Tuesday nights for ladies' circle. And it took them a while to notice, actually, a couple years. And and the women seemed to come back from ladies' circle, you know, feeling really refreshed and better able to deal with things. Not that they, you know, read scripture or anything. It was just having a meal with other women and having a glass or two of white wine. So if that's what a prayer group was, then fine. The men formed their own prayer group, and they met in Clint Bunsen's basement for a while, and then lately, there have been too many of them, so they meet down at the sidetrack tap. And they used to pray more, but now it's just silent prayer. And sometimes 5 or 6 minutes, they just sit in silence, and it kind of means a lot to them. Lauren is a bachelor farmer, but he doesn't want to be, and he met this woman from Madison, Wisconsin, online, and they courted online, and he drove down to Madison and he met her, and she was terribly impressed, and she came up to Lake Wobegon for premarital counseling at the Lutheran Church, and that's where Pastor Enquist ran into her. He was waiting in his office, and nobody came, and he heard this woman sobbing and another woman trying to comfort her. And he put his ear to the door of the women's can, and it was the older woman who was getting married, second marriage, she'd been divorced, and it was her daughter who was with her and trying to comfort her. And the older woman was saying, "This is the biggest mistake I've made in my life. Just get me out of here. Your father was the second biggest mistake, and this is the biggest mistake. Look at this town. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. There's no culture or anything, just a bar and a couple of churches and the Sons of Canute Lodge. Boy, I don't want to go inside that place even. The Chatterbox Cafe, just see the food they're serving there. I can't live here with this man." Her daughter said, "Mother, you thought he was wonderful to talk to." "Yes, I know, but I realized I was doing most of the talking. He'll never leave this place. He's a dairy farmer, for heaven's sake. He's got his livestock and his farm. I can't live in this place. Just get me out of this place. Well, Pastor Enquist listened to her, listened to her, and he called the constables. Gary and Leroy sent him out to Lauren's farm, and they found him wandering, confused, semi-coherent, in his house. He had been in a hurry to come into town for the counseling session, and he'd slipped and fallen and hit his head on the ice, and now he wasn't exactly sure who he was and where or why, and he was asking them to take him to his boat. Well, he doesn't have a boat. He never had a boat, so they took him into St. Cloud to the hospital for an MRI and a CAT scan, and he was fine. They brought him back home, and then they discovered he does have a boat, his pole barn. He's been building a boat in the pole barn. It's a 50-foot sailboat. He's been working on it for 10 years from a plan he sent away for, and he's been waiting for the love of his life to come along and sail away with him. And there she was in town. Pastor Enquist wasn't sure what was the moral thing to do. She'd said so many jagged things about this town and about Lauren personally that he didn't think he should tell her that this man was ready to take off for the Caribbean if he could just find a woman to go with him. So he let her go. She went back to Wisconsin, and Lauren came back to the Lutheran men's prayer group. We don't know what he's praying for because it's silent prayer. But just yesterday, that Valentine, the dark Swiss chocolate, was purchased and no longer is in the window of Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery. It was bought by Lauren, and it was shipped away to Madison, Wisconsin. And we're just waiting to see what happens. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, all the children are above average.